Zion and Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah that's called Bereishis La'ene Kol Yisrael. In our Likutei Moran, we're up to page 71, the left-hand column, the bottom paragraph on the page. The first section of this Torah that we've covered so far, Rabbein Azal spoke about the Tzadik Emes, he spoke about the setting of the sun, the light, he spoke about Rochel Imenu, Mairav, the sun setting in the west. He spoke about the beauty of Klal Yisrael being the tzaddik. He spoke about the tzaddik representing the origin, the point of origin of the Dalad Yisoidos, the four basic elements of creation. He spoke about Bezalel. He spoke about Shabbos. He spoke about the four parts of the eye. Spoke about the Beis Hamikdash. Spoke about the Dalad Moichen. Those were the basic elements of discussion of everything that we had so far. We're going to continue from where we left off. Whoever's listening to this shiur at this point should know that there is a major section of this shiur that's on a previous tape. Rabbein Azal says, Avol, however, after all of this discussion about the Tzadik Emes and about the Beis Hamikdash and about the Ma'irei Oir, Avol Yesh Chas V'Sholom HaHefech Mamish. There also exists the opposite of everything we spoke about so far, meaning Kishenisparsim Chas V'Sholom Mi She'ein Boi Shem Hashem Klal, when there becomes publicized a person who doesn't have the name of Hashem in him at all whatsoever. In other words, we had said that the tzaddik, about tzaddikim, it's written Shmoi Meshutov Bishmenu, that Hashem's name is upon them, it's inside their name, and Hashem's name is one with the name of the tzaddik. Rabbein Azal says there are individuals who would pretend, make believe to be tzaddikim, and these people become publicized, and when it becomes publicized and heightened, the name of such a person, the name of Hashem becomes decreased, becomes lowered in stature, and it goes into hiding. Notice, this individual works in reverse with Hashem. The more he becomes publicized, the more kaviyochel, the light of Hashem, becomes hidden, becomes covered up. Va'azai nizgadlin bo'ilom balei shemois v'kadriyim shekoirin tatirin. And then there become heightened in the world people who are balei shemois, people who are kadriyim, people who are knowledgeable in shemois hatuma, in using different names of Hashem that could be used in an impure way to do bad things, to perform bad miracles. Now, we know that this item is hinted to in the Chumash itself. The Gemara mentions that when Avram Avinu had children, and Avram Avinu was about to pass away, the Torah testifies that Avram Avinu gave the vast majority of his heritage, of what he was leaving behind, he left in the possession of Yitzchak Avinu. Whereas the Pasuk says, Ulebnei Hapilakshim, to the children of the concubines with whom Avraham Avinu lived, which means his other wives, all those other children, Nosan Lohem Matonois, he gave them Matonois and he sent them away. And the word Matonois there is written Choser, without the Vov. And the Gemara learns out, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh speaks about exactly how we know it from this Pasuk, that he taught them Shemois HaTuma. He taught them certain names of Hashem that could be used specifically, Rachmona Litzlon, in a Tomei way to do bad deeds, to do things that would not heighten the covet of Hashem. So Rabbein Azal says that when it becomes Nisparsim, the name of one who doesn't have the name of Hashem with him, automatically there also become heightened these Balei Shemois. Uboim lo'ilom chas v'sholom dvorim she'ein mo'ilohem kiim shemois atuma chas v'sholom. And Hashem sends to the world problems or sicknesses or suffering which don't have a solution within the framework of Kiddusha, problems that could only be solved by using these shemois atuma, rachmona litzlan. Shekol ze hefech shem Hashem. All of this is the opposite of the name of Hashem, the kavod of Hashem. Ki nisaleim shem Hashem chas v'shom. Because when this process is initiated, the name of Hashem goes into hiding. V'azai nistalkin v'nichnuin mo'irei or chas v'shom. And then, these mo'irei or that we discussed, these lanterns of light, also leave and become nichna, they become subdued, their power becomes oppressed, hidden. Sheheim b'chinas mo'ir einayim. We said earlier that they represent the light of the eyes. B'chinas tlas kavnen deino basayin, shenem shochem ishem Hashem kanal. This represents the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye that draw their light, their power, from the four letters of the name of Hashem. Ukeshenechnoin mo'irei oyer, and when these mo'irei oyer go down, they become decreased. Azai misgabrin mo'irei esh. There automatically becomes heightened the power of the mo'irei esh, the lanterns of fire. These two are to be pictured on two ends of a seesaw. When the mo'irei oyer are up, the mo'irei esh are down. When the mo'irei oyer are down, chas v'shalom, the mo'irei esh on his gaber, they become heightened. Umize boin sreifois ba'olam chas v'shalom. And this causes fires in the world. When we have fires and houses are burnt down or destroyed, or whole cities are destroyed sometimes, rachmona litzlan, it's brought about through a hiskabrus of these mo'irei esh. When are these Ma'irei Eish Nisgaber? When the Ma'irei Oyer are nistalek, when the Ma'irei Oyer either leave completely or become lessened, they become lowered in stature. Al Yedeish Nisgabrim and Nisgadlim B'Shem Elo HaMefursamim Shel Sheker. How does this come about? Through the fact that these Mefursamim Shel Sheker, these people who become well known and they get a reputation, they get glory when they are really false. They're not tzaddik emes, they're tzaddik sheker, chas v'shalom. They're people who are making believe that they're worthy of publicity, of being glorified in some way. Shayidei zeh nisalim shem Hashem, chas v'shalom. That causes the name of Hashem to become hidden, to go into hiding. V'nichnoim mo'irei oyer, and the mo'irei oyer also go into hiding. They also become subdued. U'mizgabrim mo'irei esh. As a result of this, the Ma'irei Eish on his Gaber, they become heightened, they become powerful. Where do we see an example of this? Bechinas, as the Pasuk tells us, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, how does the Pasuk describe the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Bechinas, Mimoroim Sholach Eish. From above, Hashem sent down a fire to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. What was the Beis HaMikdash? Machmad Einechem, the Pasuk called it. The light of the eyes of Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash represented a piece of Ma'irei Oyer. When the Beis HaMikdash is eliminated, it's replaced by fire. Rabbein Azal says, Bechinas Reifas Beis HaMikdash. This refers to the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenase Gamkein Al Yidei Histalkus Ma'irei Oyer. Which also comes about through a histalkus, a leaving of the Ma'irei Oyer, Shayidei Zeh Nisgabru Ma'irei Esh. Which causes a Hisgabrus of the Ma'irei Esh. Now note. Note how all of this is tied into that first word, Bereshis, in the Torah. We mentioned earlier that the Tikkun Yisrael says that the word Bereshis is Bayis Roish. The word Bereshis tells us that there is a Bayis, there is a house. What's the house? The world. The world is the house, in a sense. And there is a Roish Bayis. The world has a boss. It has a supervisor. It has, besides Hashem, it has a tzaddik who assumes the responsibility of being the supervisor of the world. He's responsible for the leadership and for the destiny of the whole world. He is the yisoid olam, as the Pasuk says about him in Mishlei, v'tzaddik yisoid olam. He's the foundation of the world. He's the pillar upon which the whole world stands on. And he's the one who represents this Rosh Bayis. The word Bereshis is also represents this big Beis that the Torah begins with is called Bayis Rabosi, Beis Rabosi, the big Beis, which represents the Beis HaMikdosh. Which represents the Beis HaMikdosh. That's this Bayis Rabosi, this great house. The word Bereshis also represents the word Yorei Shabbos, because we say that Shabbos represents this Shem Hashem, which represents this Mo'er Einayim, that which gives light to the Beis HaMikdosh. The word Bereshis also represents Roshei and Bas, Eile Roshei Beis Avosam, the Roshei, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, referred to the Gimel Avos, the three forefathers of the Jews, who represent the three colored rings of the eye. Bas, that's Roshei, Reish Aleph Shin Yud. Bas is the Bas Ayin, the pupil of the eye. So the word Bereshis contains in it this whole side of the four parts of the eye. And the word Bereshis is also Bris Eish. The word Bereshis contains in it this word Eish, which is the fire that could replace the Oyer. The Eish and the Oyer are both right there. It's a Bechira, it's a free choice. If we choose to strengthen the Ma'irei Oyer, then the Ma'irei Eish are Nichna. If we choose to strengthen the Ma'irei Eish, then the Ma'irei Oyer are Nichna automatically. Now Rabbein Azal says, V'zeh Bechinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Eicha, Vayatzes Eish B'tzion, Vatoichal Yesoidoi Seho. Hashem aroused a fire in Yerushalayim, in the city of Yerushalayim, Betzion, Vatoichal Yesoidoi Seho. And this fire destroyed the foundations of Yerushalayim. Yesoidoi Seho. What does this refer to? Rabbein Azal says, Yesoidoi Seho, Zebechinas Dalid Yesoidois, Shenim Shochim, Ebechinas Mo'irei Oer. The term Yesoidoi Seho here also refers to these Dalad Yesoidos, the Eish Ruach Mayim Ofer that we spoke about earlier, that draw their power from the Ma'irei Oyer. We said that where do the Dalad Yesoidos draw their power from? From the Yesoid HaPoshut, which is the Tzadik Emes, which is a chunk of Ma'irei Oyer. Oyer Tzadikim Yismach. There are many psukim to show how the Tzadik represents this Oyer, this Ma'irei Oyer. When the Ma'irei Oyer is eliminated, when this fire hits Tzion, Tzion is Bigematria Yosef, which represents the Tzadik, when this fire hits Tzion, Vatoichal Yesoidei Seho, there is automatically destroyed the Dalad Yesoidos, the power of the Dalad Yesoidos. The generator that was supplying the Dalad Yesoidos with their light becomes destroyed. זה בחינס דלת יסוידו, שנמשוך מבחינס מוירי אור, מבחינס תלס גוונן דאינו בסיין. This refers to the דלת יסוידו, who draw their power from the מוירי אור, which represents the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. They are the ones who give light to the אש רוח מים אופור. שנחלו ונשרפו על ידי ויצס אש בציין. These Dalad Yesoidos are eaten up and burned up, destroyed, through this Vayatzes Eish B'tzion, meaning, Al Yidei Hisgabrus Ma'irei Eish Kanal. Through the fact that these Ma'irei Eish are able to become Nisgaber, to gain control, to gain power, they cause an elimination of the Dalad Yesoidos. The Dalad Yesoidos get zapped. They get, because their source of energy gets cut off. They're drawing their energy from the Tlas Gavan and Deino Basayin, from the Ma'irei Oyer. When this Eish hits, the Eish represents that the Oyer has gone away. The Oyer has disappeared. If the Oyer disappeared, this Oyer that was nourishing the Dalad Yesoidos, then Vatoichal Yesoidos Seho. Then the Yesoidos Chas V'Shalom become destroyed. Now Rabbein Azal says this is a very important chunk of Likutei Moran that we're going to cover now. Rabbein Azal says, Vihine ma she'ovar ayin. That which has gone away, that which has disappeared, that which is in the past, we don't have it right now. That which used to be isn't around right now. Meaning, ki kvar nisraf beis mikdoshenu, because our beis hamikdosh was destroyed, was burned. Ach, however, ko'es now, kishashem isporach mitzape lo shuveleinu, that Hashem wants very, very much to return to us, and to place his Shechina upon us once again. V'lachzor v'lifnoi space mikdoshenu. And Hashem is very anxious to rebuild our Beis HaMikdosh. Roi lonu sheloi la'akev chas v'shalom binyan Beis HaMikdosh. It's very important for each and every one of us to see to it that we should not hold back. We shouldn't be an obstacle in preventing Hashem from rebuilding the Beis HaMikdosh. Rak lehishtadel bibinyonai. Each and every one of us has to do everything we possibly can to build the Beis HaMikdosh. Al kein, therefore, me'oid tzoruch lizoher lokum b'chatzois. Therefore, each and every single yid has to be very careful to wake up at chatzois, at night, to wake up in middle of the night, lihiyos misabel al churban Beis HaMikdosh, and to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, to say these special tefillos that are written in the Tikkun Chatzos, where a person shows how sorry he feels over the fact that the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed. Ki ulai begilgul harishoin hoyohu hagoyrem sheyichorev haBeis HaMikdosh, because it's very possible that in a previous Gilgal, I was the one who was responsible for causing the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, chas v'shalom. Ulai hu ma'akev ato binyan Beis HaMikdash. And it's possible that right now I'm the one that's holding up the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. V'nechshav gamkein ki'ilu goram la'achrivoi. And in that case, it would also be considered as if I destroyed it. Because there is a Beferish Gemara that says that any person during whose time the Beis HaMikdash is not built, it means, it says, that if the Beis HaMikdash was standing today, it would have been burned down. It shows that if today, on Sunday, it's 9:25 at night now, and we see that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built today, by day, it shows us, the fact that it wasn't built is an indication that if the Beis HaMikdash were standing today, it would have been burned down. The fact that we are not good enough to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt is an indication that were it here, we are bad enough, Rachmona Litzlan, that it would have been destroyed, it would have been taken away. And Rabbein Zal says, V'Hashem Yisporach Hivtiach, and Hashem has promised, L'chol HaMisabel Al Tzioim, that each and every single Yid who mourns Yerushalayim, Tzion is Yerushalayim, and Tzion is also the Tzadik Emes. Each and every single Yid who cries over the loss of the Tzadikim, the passing away of the Tzadikim, especially those Tzadikim that person was zecher to get to know during his lifetime, whether it's Rebbe Zal, Rebbe Yochayim Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, Rebbe Tziyai Lipel Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, these other Tzadikim that was zecher, that we were zecher that they were alive in our time, and they were nostalgic, or to mourn Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi Zal, all the Tanuim and Amaroim and Neviim and Ovei Sakdoshim and Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Tzadikim who passed away, Hashem has promised Losum La'avele Tzion Pe'er Tacha Sefer. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya that for all of those who are Avele Tzion, for all of those who actively mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Histalkus of the Tzadikim, for those people, Hashem is going to replace their ashes with beauty. When a person is mourning, he puts ashes on his forehead, Rachmana Litzlan. Hashem has promised that any person who is misabel for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, for the istalkus of the tzaddikim, that person will be zeiche, that Hashem will replace his afer with pe'er. Pe'er, with beauty. Note the word afer and pe'er are the same letters. Rabbein Zal says, Pe'er tachasefer daiko. Note the pasuk uses these two words specifically. Pe'er zebechinas hamoichin. Because the word pe'er is synonymous with moichin. We said many times that chochmo is koyach mo, and mo is teferes. The shem mo represents teferes, which is this concept of pe'er. So pe'er is an inyan of moichin. Bechinas tefillin, bechinas roish bayis, bechinas klolius hagavnin, bechinas tlas gavnin deinu basayin, bechinas mo'irei or, bechinas shabbos, hamer lebeis hamikdash kanal. Rabbein Zal lists off for us again the whole series of items that he had mentioned earlier that are all comparable. The mo'irei or, the tlas gavnin deinu, the shabbos, the tzadik emes, the tefillin, These are all on that side of the fence called Ma'irei Oyer. And Hashem is going to restore those to all of those that really feel bad over the fact that they have left us. How does a Yid show that he really feels bad? By taking the night and breaking it in half, by waking up in the middle of the night whenever he possibly can, and trying to say this tefillah of Chatzos. This is one of the highest forms of how a Yid shows that he's really mourning the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And I heard recently that Reb Michal mentioned this to myself, and he mentioned it to one or two other individuals, that it's very advisable for a Yid, if possible, let's say we who go to work every day, where it's not feasible for us, based on our schedule, it would be impossible and possibly improper for us to attempt to say Tikkun Chatzos every night and then get up 6 o'clock in the morning and go through a whole day would be very, very difficult. Therefore, at least a person should try one night a week, to try to have this Tikkun Chatzos, whether it's Friday, in other words, whether it's an off night, like Friday night or Moitzei Shabbos, a night when you're not getting up for work the next day, or whatever the person feels comfortable, this is a very good item. And I was there recently to see in the Tosfos Chaim that he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that the Baal HaTanya, who mentions this wording beferish, that he says it's fabulous if a person can get up for Tikkun Chatzos every night, if not, at least one night a week to try to do this item. And halavai, we should all be zeicha to follow the eitzos of the tzaddikim in our doer, to follow, to be mekayim the tikkunim that are needed for us in the 1980s, in this, at this point in time.
Should that be specifically with a going to sleep before?
100%. This is a very important item that Rabbeinu Zal stressed, and is stressed in all Sforim HaKadoshim, that the main Kiddusha, the main accomplishment of Tikkun Chatzos, is when a person goes to sleep and wakes up special for this item. He breaks the night. That's what it's called. Like Yachatz, the breaking of that middle matzah, Rav Nosson Zal Likutei Halachos shows how Yachatz is a concept of Tikkun Chatzos, this whole concept of breaking the klipa. This is actually breaking these Ma'irei Eish by slicing the night in half. I was going to sleep, and not for a whole night, I'm going to sleep for half and waking up then. I'm going to make the night into daytime. Daytime is a time when there's oyer, right? Nighttime is a time of choshech, which is synonymous with Ma'irei Eish. Now the question is, how do you have Eish? What are you saying? Eish and Choshech? Eish and darkness? The answer is Mitzrayim. There was a concept of Eish Mislakachas, a black fire. I'm sorry, not Mitzrayim. When we discuss Namari Yecheskel, where it discusses the four klipos, you have Ruach Seoro, Onan Godoil, and Eish Mislakachas, a black fire. So we see that the darkness of night represents this Ma'irei Eish, a person getting up and turning on the lights and saying these tefillos that are meir, that give off light, during the nighttime, he's breaking these Ma'irei Eish. He's breaking the din, literally. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, Hainu sheyihu nichnoen Ma'irei Eish. By doing this, these people that are zeichet to say the Tikkun Chatzos, that are zeichet to mourn, to be misabel for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they are told that Hashem guarantees them that He'll give them Per Tachas Sefer, which means He'll give them all of these things that represent Ma'irei Oyer. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hainu sheyu nichnoe Ma'irei Eish, they will thereby be subdued, these Ma'irei Eish, she'al yodom nisraf ha-Beis HaMikdash, where they were the ones who caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash, these Gabru Ma'irei Oyer, Shehem Kiyim Beis HaMikdash Kanal. And there is thereby strengthened the Ma'irei Oyer, who represent the Kiyum Beis HaMikdash, the establishment and the solidification of the Beis HaMikdash. The Zehu Pe'er Tachas Sefer Kanal. This is the meaning of Pe'er Tachas Sefer, the replacement of the Ma'irei Eish by the Ma'irei Oyer. Note, how do you make Efer? Through Eish. Efer is ashes. Ashes are a product of fire. Ashes represents klipa, moisrois. It's the residue of fire. Hashem is going to replace the Efer with Pe'er. Pe'er is Tiferes, which is Oyer. It's light. It's Kedusha. Nimtza. Rabbeinu Sal says, what do we see from this? Shal yedei shehu misabel ala beis hamikdash, through the fact that a yid is zeicha to mourn the churban beis hamikdash, al yedei zeh machnia ma'orei esh, that yid actually subdues, he pushes down the ma'orei esh, umizgabrim ma'orei oyer, and he causes the ma'orei oyer to be strengthened. Shehem b'chinas Shabbos, these ma'orei oyer represent Shabbos, which we welcome through the lighting of the candles. The mother lights the candles in the house. That's what brings the Shabbos into the house. Those neiros, those oiros, the ma'orei oir of Shabbos. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh, this is why, note the word that the Gemara uses, kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim. What is the word mis'abel? Rabbi Nizal says that the word mis'abel is the Rosh Tevois of a pasuk in the Chumash. There's a pasuk in the Chumash that says, Loi sivaru eish b'chol moshvoseichem b'yom ha-shabbos. The pasuk says that a yid is not allowed to burn a fire in his house on Shabbos. The first letters of Loi sivaru eish, you will not burn a fire, make up this word mis'abel. Any yid that zeicha to be mekayim this mitzvah of being mis'abel, he sees to it that they will not burn a fire. They will burn an oyer. He suppresses the ma'orei esh, and he heightens the ma'orei oyer. Kial yidei shemis'ablim, through this act of mourning, the churban beis hamikdash, nichnoin ma'orei esh, he subdues these ma'orei esh. V'zehu biyoim ha-shabbos. This is why the pasuk says, lo yisavar esh b'chol moshveseichem biyoim ha-shabbos. Ki azai me'irin ma'orei oyer. Because it's on Shabbos when these ma'orei oyer shine brightly. The Gemara says, m'beyo, that on Shabbos each and every single year is given a neshama yisera. What is the neshama yisera? It's a toisvus oyer. It's an additional light that's added to the neshama. More light, more oyer. Shehem b'chinas Shabbos, b'chinas tlaskav nendeinu basayin. These ma'orei oyer represent the Shabbos, and they represent the three parts of the eye and the pupil of the eye. Shehein me'irin lehabeis hamikdash. They give light to the Beis Hamikdash. It's the Shabbos, the Tlas Kavan and Einu Basayim, that give light to the Beis Hamikdash. Bebechinas es Shabsoisai tishmoiru umigdoshi tira'u. Note, the Pasuk says first, keep the Shabbos, and that's what will affect a tikkun for the Beis Hamikdash. It's Shabbos that's the provider for the Beis Hamikdash, the provider for the light to the Beis Hamikdash. That's why Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not Doiche Shabbos, because Shabbos is more significant. Shabbos is the supplier for the Beis Hamikdash. V'zeh shekosu, this is why the Pasuk says in Chumash, La'asois es ha-Shabbos l'doi roisom. La'asois es ha-Shabbos l'doi roisom. That the Yidden should keep Shabbos. Why? They should keep Shabbos for generations. The word L'doi roisom means for generations, and yet the Zohar HaKadosh says, note, it's spelled wrong, it seems. The word Doir is usually spelled Dalet Vav Reish. The Vav is missing here. It's spelled as if it could be read. V'amor Chazal, the Zohar HaKadosh says, L'di roisom ksiv. It's spelled in such a way that it could be read L'di roisom, for their homes. The Yidden should keep Shabbos for the benefit of their homes, meaning ksiv, loshen dira, a concept of a home. Hainu, k'al yidei Shabbos, shu b'chinas moirei oyer, through Shabbos, which is the concept of moirei oyer, ayidei ze nase dira, that establishes the home. Which home? Dahainu b'chinas habeis hamikdash, this refers to the dira. The dira is the Beis Hamikdash. Shekiyumoy al yidei Shabbos kanal. The kiyum of the Beis Hamikdash is through Shabbos. La'asos es ha-Shabbos, by keeping Shabbos, ledirosum. That provides the light for their dira, for the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Nizal says, gam dira mamish. This also applies even to a regular house, to a person's own private house, meaning, k'al yidei Shabbos, shehu b'chinas ma'orei oyer, through Shabbos, which is called Ma'irei Oir, it's this concept of light, Aideze Nechno and Ma'irei Eish, this subdues and pushes down the Ma'irei Eish, Venitzoilin Misreifois Kanal, and this helps the person to be protected from fires, from Chas V'Shalom having a fire in his house. Shmira Shabbos is what serves as a tremendous tikkun for avoiding having a fire in one's house. Note the Aleph over here. You see that Aleph? Look on bottom. Ayin Shabbos Daf Kuf Yates. And we see clearly the wording of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Daf Kuf Yates Amid Beis. It's about halfway down the Daf. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yates Amid Beis. Omar Rab Yehuda, Bereid Rav Shmuel, Mishmei de Rav. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel, said in the name of Rav, Ein Hadlika Mitzuya, Ela B'Mokim Sheyesh Chil Shabbos. Fires, chas v'shalom, destructive fires, are only present in a place where there is chilul Shabbos. How do we know this? Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, ve'imloi tishmu elai lekadesh es yom haShabbos. Hashem says, if you will not listen to me to keep holy the day of Shabbos, ulevilti se'es maso, and not to do anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, ve'hitzati eish b'she'oreho, V'ochlo armenois Yerushalayim v'lo yisichbe. Hashem said, I will light a fire b'she'oreo in the gates of Yerushalayim, and it'll destroy the armenois, all the palaces of Yerushalayim, v'lo yisichbe, and this fire will not, you won't be able to put out this fire. The Gemara continues, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, this means that Hashem will make a fire at such a time when people won't be able to put it out. Chas v'shalom, Hashem will make a fire come on Shabbos where people won't know, they won't be fast enough to know that they can put out the fire on Shabbos, put out the fire, and the fire will destroy Chas v'shalom. Next, the Gemara says, Omer Abaye said, the reason why the city of Yerushalayim was destroyed was because of Chilul Shabbos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Umishabsoisai he'elimu einehem." They turned away their eyes. They hid their eyes from the Shabbos. Note, Shabbos causes a ha'aloma of the moir ho'einayim. Va'ochel b'seicham. And I caused a fire to come among them. I caused this destructive fire to come among them. Chas v'shalom. Nimtza. What do we see from this? Shekiyum dirois Yisroel hu al yidei Shabbos kanal. That the kiyum of the homes of the Yidden, person's actual house, he doesn't want his house to be burned down. It's totally in the kedusha of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is associated with the dirois, with the homes, with the concept of the bayis. Shabbos is something that's very related to this bias, to this kiddush of the house, where if the Shabbos is in the house, if there's oyer in the house lives. And if the oyer is not kept up in the house, then chas v'shalom, it's replaced by eish, by fire.
Didn't we start the Torah by saying that mourning and crying leads to hiskavrus of oyer eish and achna of oyer har? And he was saying that from morning and setting, and it's exactly the opposite.
Okay, this is the question. That in the beginning of this Torah, we said that crying and mourning is what causes a elimination of the light. It causes the vision to go away. V'shavu he'ovim achra geshem, zu moyer eino shalokim sh'nestalik achra bechi. The question is, here we seem to be emphasizing this mourning and crying as a good thing. The answer is, we have this rule many times, it's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoi, that tshuva means making the same thing done over, but for the sake of good. Doing the same thing for the sake of good. Just as we gave cases of Rahman al-Slan Dina had to have relations with Shechem, and that was an inyan of tshuva. Here also, this item of crying, which you normally would assume this to be an item that causes a histalkus of the oyer, when the crying is done over the histalkus ha'oyer, then that crying is what opens the eyes of the person more than anything else. That's what's gizlight, this toisvus oyer, that's given through this power of crying. By mourning the Churban Beis HaMikdash, this is the tikkun for this histalkus of the Ur. This is how a person shows that he recognizes that he participated in causing this Ur to be eliminated, and he's doing tshuva for it by undergoing this item, which supposedly causes a histalkus of the Ur, where his vision becomes blurry after he finishes crying. But what happens afterwards, as a result of this proper kind of crying, this is what fills that person with an Ur, with a light.
Even the example that Rabbeinu Zal gave was, you know, Rachel Malacha Banea, she was mourning the galus.
Right.
That's a good kind of crime.
The answer is right, but still we see that it's referred to as a concept of a histalkus of oyer. That because Mairev, Rachel Malacha Banea, Rosh Hashanah Mairev, Mairev is the place where the sun sets, which means a decreasing of the light. The answer is that crying is associated with a decreasing of the light, and the proper type of crying is the crying that's about the decreasing of the light. That's the highest form of crying of Kiddusha.
You had mentioned last week that the status of Tzaddikim, you dwelled on the positive aspects of that and how it really, we celebrate the yard sites of Tzaddikim. So what place specifically, let's say in a time frame, does this mourning of Tzaddikim have?
Rabbi Nizal is going to discuss it in the second paragraph, not the next paragraph coming up, the paragraph after that. Rabbi Nizal is going to talk about that.
If ever that makes sense, that when Hashem gives fighters, when there's moshah, and they can't put it in.
It means it's going to happen in such a way where the people will not be able to extinguish it either. That, in other words, that'll be their tshuva, you understand? People who are mechal Shabbos in lieu, by carrying, let's say, or doing other things that represent chil Shabbos, has Hashem punished chas v'shalom by causing a fire to come on Shabbos where they can't do anything to put it out, you understand? Fire comes at a time where we're not talking about people that are super mechal Shabbos, you know, people who do work on Shabbos, we're talking about even people that keep the Shabbos a little, but they don't keep the Shabbos 100%, this is what happens to them. Or else, these other people who are solid Mechalei Shabbos, where if a fire would be in their house on Shabbos, they would put it out, Hashem could make the fire happen fast enough, or happen at a time when the person's sleeping, Chas v'Shalom, or something like that, where the person can't get to it in time. No. If it's a case of life and death, you're allowed to. But if you can escape from the fire, you have to run out of the house, 100%. If the person is in a situation where he's locked in a room, or something like that, where if he doesn't put out the fire, Chas v'Shalom, he'll die, he's definitely allowed to put out the fire. But if he can escape from the house without having to put out the fire, that's what he has to do. There's a story with Rabbi Nizal. We're going to learn that when Rabbi Nizal left the city of Breslov, it was because fire. A fire happened, Rachmon Tzlan, a big fire on Shabbos, on Friday night. And his whole house was destroyed, Rahman al-Islam, you know, etc., etc.
How does what you just said about crying, you know, of the histalkus are fit in with what Beisel says elsewhere, that the main crying is when you're happy, crying machos simcha?
The answer is there's two different kinds of crying. There's a bechi of simcha, a b'shimcha yegilon kol hayom, which we know about. There are people who are at a wedding, father of a child at a wedding is finally zecher to lead his child under the chuppah, he's crying. He's not crying from any sadness or anything. He's crying from simcha. And there's a crying also that represents avelus, mourning. Both of these items come from the same place. It comes from the heart. We know that simcha comes from the heart, nosata simcha balibi, and this mourning crying also comes from the heart. It's also something that's coming from this shifchi kamayim libech nechach pan Hashem, these tears, these zolgoin of the mois that are very much plugged in to this chachman bina, to the eyes and to the heart. Now Rabbi Nizal says, v'zehu bereshis. Now Rabbi Nizal goes back to review to us how this is tied into the word bereshis. V'zehu bereshis roish bayis, b'chinas habalabayis shel hoylam. We said before that bereshis is made up of the two words bayis and roish, which represents the boss of the world. Hainu hatzadik emes, this is one of the nicknames of the tzadik emes, shehu hayoifi v'hapeer shel hoylam. He is the whole beauty of the world. Shehu bechinas Yosef, he represents the concept of Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik, bechinas the Yosef hu hashalit hu hamashbir al kol horetz. Note, the Torah testifies that when Paroi appointed Yosef HaTzadik as a viceroy, the wording that's used is the Yosef hu hashalit. Yosef was a king, a ruler. Hu hamashbir, he was the one who provided for the whole country, and that country provided for the whole world. The whole world then was in a state of famine. It was only the Eitzah of Yosef HaTzadik that made it that Egypt had more food than every other place in the world, and all countries of the world were coming to Egypt for food. So it came out that the one who was the minister of the economy at that time, Yosef HaTzadik, he was actually the economic minister of the whole world, literally. He was the shalit, the mashbir of the whole world. It was obvious that the tzaddik emes was the one who was the balabais of the world. Just like the balabais of a house is the breadwinner. He's the one who provides for the whole household. We see this concept of Yosef HaTzadik being the breadwinner for the world, the provider for the world. Bechinas reish bayis, bechinas balabayis shel ha'olam, ki al yodoi kiyum ha-beis ha-mikdash. Because it's through this tzaddik that the Beis HaMikdash has a kiyum, the kiyum habatim vahadirois shel Yisrael kanal, and the whole safety and kiyum and establishment of the houses of the Klal Yisrael is dependent on this tzaddik. Vayideshin is gadel Hashem shel zeh tzaddik, and when the name of this tzaddik is heightened, shehu bechinas roish bayis, this tzaddik was the roish bayis, ayidezeh niftochin hoenayim shel Yisrael kanal. This causes the eyes of the Yidden to become opened up, where the Yidden are zecher to get to see Hashem, to see the light of Hashem. The Yidden are zecher to be able to look inside of themselves and to see everything that needs fixing inside of themselves, and to be able to correct whatever they have to correct. V'zehu, Rabbi Nizal says, now we understand the connection between the first word in the Torah and the last words of the Torah. V'zehu, Bereishis, Li'enei Kol Yisrael. Bereishis is the first. Bereishis, Hainu, Roish Bayis, Bechinas HaTzadik Anal. The word Bereishis represents the Tzadik, who is called the Roish Bayis. Shehu HaPe'er Shel Olam Kanal. He is the beauty of the world. Al Yodoi Niftochin, Enei Kol Yisrael. Through him are opened up the eyes of all Kol Yisrael. Bereishis is what feeds Le'enei Kol Yisrael, is what opens up the eyes of all the Yidden. He's the one who's responsible. The higher, the more his kavod is heightened, the more their eyes are opened. The more the kavod of the tzaddik is oppressed, is hidden, the more the eyes of the world are kept closed. People aren't given the power to see Hashem well, or to see inside themselves whatever they need to see. Baruch Hashem. This is the end of this chapter in Likutei Moran. Now we're going to have a few paragraphs that are added on that Rabbeinu Zal said subsequent to this Torah that are very, very much related to this Torah. True. The answer is that's a separate subject. In fact, the Parparois L'Chochma, Rav Nachman Shigerin Zal, in his Pirush on this Torah in Likutei Moran, mentions this fact, that we know that Rabbeinu Zal said in other Torahs on the Likutei Moran that there are tzaddikim genuzim, there are tzaddikim who are supposed to be hidden. That's true, and there are reasons for that. There are reasons for that. But when a tzaddik, when these tzaddikim who are not supposed to be kept hidden in a sense, who could be revealed, when they're hidden, chas v'shalom, this causes tremendous damage to the world in many, many ways. They're not doing bad to the Yidden. The Yidden are doing bad by not recognizing these tzaddikim, by not seeking them out, by not realizing how great they are, and giving them the proper kavod, the proper respect.
They don't know these tzaddikim.
They're supposed to look. They're supposed to find out. Each and every single Yid, one of the mitzvahs of the Yid is to look around him and to see who's a tzaddik, who's a Talmud Chacham, who these people are, and to see to it to give them the proper respect and to attach himself to them. What does attaching himself mean to them? The Gemara says it means providing him with parnasa. Seeing to it that if you have a choice of doing business with a whole bunch of people, and one of them is a Talmud Chacham, try to give the business to the Talmud Chacham, so that he should have what to provide himself with. If a person, that's one way, the Gemara says also to marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham, to try to do everything you possibly can to attach yourself to him.
So the way that the light of the tzaddik is revealed is through more Talmudim coming close to the tzaddik, and thereby the tzaddik is revealed that way.
That's one of the ways, for sure.
I mean, on his own, he can't do it.
That's something that Rav Nosson Zal talks about in Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal brings proof from Yehoshua, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yehoshua, "Tzei hilochim ba'amolek," and what was he defending there? There's a whole, maybe when we get to Likutei Halachos on this Torah, that might be one of the chunks of Likutei Halachos that we're going to do. There's a whole chunk on Likutei Halachos on this that's based on this Torah in Likutei Moran, that if you look over there, in that little parsha of that we read on Purim, that Vayovo Yamolek, Vayilochim Yem Yisrael Berefidim, and it says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, Tzei Hilochim Bamolek, you go out, Bamolek, Mochor Anoichi Nimtza Roisha, Anoichi Nitza, I'll go up on Roisha Givo, and there the Pasuk says, Mochoi Emche Ezech Ki Yod Al Keisko, Milchomo Lashem Bamolek Midor Dor, this Milchomo Midor Dor against Amolek. What is Amalek? Amalek is the one who suppresses the Shem Hashem. By Amalek, we find specifically Mochay Timche Zecher Amalek Nach Hashemayim, where the Shem erases his Yemach Shemoy Vezichroi. That item is used most specifically about Amalek, about Hamon, about these Rishonim. Because and over there it says Bedafka that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua Tzei Lochim. Why? Rav Nosson Zal has a whole Torah showing how note. The tzaddik himself can't conduct this milchama. This milchama of bringing the shem of the tzaddik into the world, the tzaddik himself can't really do. That responsibility, that obligation is on the talmidim. And he gives a very, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, you tzei lochem, you go out and do milchama. Because this milchama against the forces that would want to suppress the shem Hashem, Yod al Kesko, he subtracts the name of Hashem. No Yud Kevav kids, Yud Ke Rachmon al Islam. This Amalek, the one who wages this war against Amalek, who wants to suppress the Shem Hashem, which is the Shem of the Tzaddik, is Yehoshua Bedafka, the Talmud of the Tzaddik. And that's where we see again, we see Rav Nosson Zal, what he did after during Rabbeinu Zal's lifetime, and much more so after Rabbeinu Zal's Nistalkus. He's the one who saw to it that the light of the tzaddik should not be nistalik. On the contrary, it was nisrabe much, much more even than during Rabbeinu Zal's time. He spread Rabbeinu Zal's teachings more after Rabbeinu Zal's nistalkus than it was during his lifetime. And this is why there was such an incredible hiskabrus of Amalek against him, so much machlekes against him more than on Rabbeinu Zal, because on him was this test of revealing the Shem Hashem.
Why do we see like by the Baal Shem Tov? For a while he was hidden, and then it seemed like he was called from Shemayim. At a certain point, he had to reveal himself.
Right.
Without his Talmid, any of his Talmidim was different.
By Rabbeinu Zal, we find the same thing also. Even that at a certain point in time, Rabbeinu Zal started teaching. It's up until a certain point in time, he kept himself more hidden. At a certain point in time, he started becoming much more active in being Mekarev. When he came to Medvedevka, right after the Bar Mitzvah and everything, that's when people started, you know, the whole... It seems that there definitely is an issue of timing. There's a concept of the tzaddik reaching a certain point where he's ready to go out and be Mefarad, you know, start this person on a certain level. But I'm telling you again, this Torah Likutei Moran is a tremendous yesod in Breslov Hasidus. On this Torah is based maybe 15 chapters of Likutei Halachos that present many, many concepts, building blocks of Yiddishkeit, and especially, you know, Hasidus, and especially Breslov Hasidus. Rabbeinu Zal says, now Rav Nosson Zal is quoting additional items that Rabbeinu Zal said in conjunction with this Torah. V'zeh bechinas hesped al tzilu katzadik. This is the concept of a hesped, a eulogy that's given when a tzaddik passes away. And this is something that's discussed in the Gemara, that there is this mitzvah when a tzaddik passes away to talk about the good deeds of the tzaddik, to be maspid him, to speak about good things that he did. Rabbi Nezal explains now, Ki Bereshis hu hesped al noyach. Bereshis, this Torah in Likud Imran that's called Bereshis, is a hesped for the tzaddik noyach. Hainu, Maimar Hanal al Bereshis, this chapter in the Likud Imran that we had about Bereshis, which all dealt with this word Bereshis, Yorei Shabbos, Bayis Roish, Brisei, all of these different things, is a hesped for Noyach. Is a hesped al Siluk HaTzadik, is a hesped, talks about the passing away of a tzadik, and how much of a mitzvah it is for a yid to be Misabel al Tzion, to mourn the histalkus of the tzadik, Shehu Bechinas Noyach. Noyach is one of the outstanding examples of tzaddik. Eile toilis noyach, noyach ish tzaddik. Noyach is one of the symbols of tzaddik. Rabbi Nezal says, ki shom ne'mar mebechinas ha'aloma, because in this chapter in Likutei Moran, it speaks a lot about this ha'aloma, this going into hiding. Shenisaleim ha'pe'er shel Yisrael, where the beauty of Klal Yisrael goes into hiding. Hainu shenistalek ha'tzadik shehu ha'pe'er shel Yisrael, where the tzadik, who is the beauty of Klal Yisrael, is nistalek, he leaves. V'hine, Rabbi Nezal says, la'tzadik shenistalek, ein loy hefseid klal b'ma shenelam v'nistalek. The tzaddik who passed away, to him, his passing away, the fact that his light was extinguished from this world, for him personally, there is no loss involved whatsoever. He has lost nothing. Ki im nisalim v'nistalek mikan, because if the tzaddik disappeared and left from here, hu godol umefuor shom b'olam haba, over there in olam haba where he goes to, he has become very, very great. His kavod didn't go down. On the contrary, he's given a reception over there. He's given a banquet, a celebration, where there is a spectacular kavod for the tzaddik over there. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, es hoelikim hishalech noyach. That when Noyach left, he didn't go into the garbage can, he didn't go nowhere, he went Esholeikim. He went to Hashem, he went into Olam Haba, he went into a place of tremendous kavod. Avol, however, al hador yosoim, for the generation that's left behind as orphans, we who suffer the loss of the tzaddik, where he leaves us physically, shenisharu, this generation that's left behind, val hatoildois, and for the family of the tzaddik, specifically his own children, dahinu habonim shenisharu, his children and his talmidim, hurachmonus godol ma'oid. For them, it's a very big pity, it's a very big rachmonus, that they lost this physical contact with this tzaddik, with this pe'er, with this ma'iri oir. V'alehem ne'mar kemekoinein. And about them, the Torah says, as if the Torah is mourning, as if the Torah is crying and saying, oy, eile toildois noyach. These are the children of noyach. Usually when you say, these are the children of this guy, it's as if you're saying, this guy is no longer here. These are his children. This is what he left behind. So Parshas Noyach is beginning in the form of a eulogy, in a sense. In a sense, it's as if it's saying, "Valeim nera kemekainen eile toldos Noyach kemekainen vaimer," as if he's mourning and saying, "Eile heim hatoldos vahabonim shel atzadik." These are the leftover children and the creations of the tzaddik, Bechinas Noyach, who is the symbol of the tzaddik, Shenistalik, that he left, Ve'eleheim ha-toldois ha-yisaimim shenisharu. And these are the children, the orphans that were left behind. In other words, Rabbi Nezal is being mekasher now, Parshas Bereshis, the Parshas Noyach, showing how the Bereshis begins with this word Bereshis, which teaches us about the whole greatness of the tzaddik, what the tzaddik is, that he's the Rosh Bayis, and what all of this represents, and this Eish, and the Ma'iri Oyer, and the Bayis Rabosi, the light of the Beis HaMikdosh, and the Tlas Gavneinu Basayin, all of these things. talking about the greatness of a tzaddik, that's like at a hesped. At a hesped, what do? You talk about the greatness of the tzaddik. And what else do you do at a hesped? You say, we feel very sorry for the toldos noyach. Eile toldos noyach. These were the toldos of the tzaddik. Eile toldos noyach. Noyach ish tzaddik. Esolikim esalich noyach. That noyach, the tzaddik went up. We believe b'emunah shleima that he had an aliyah. His kavod didn't go down, it went up. It's just we feel sorry for the toldos of the tzaddik, for the children, the mikulovim, that for them, in a certain way, they definitely suffer a major loss. They definitely miss out on certain privileges that could be gotten only when the tzaddik is present. 100%. We're not saying this literally. That's right. Menzel's not saying this literally. He's saying symbolically. The fact that that follows the word Bereshis, and usually there is this concept that when a person dies and you're talking to somebody and you say, let's say a person dies, right after he dies, usually people come or haven't seen him for a while, haven't seen the family and everything, and at the Leviathan like that, they say, these were his children, these were his, you know, that kind of thing. That type of discussion is usually what follows the passing away of somebody, understand?
Rinzon mentions Noyach because he's the first example of the
tzaddik. Where the word tzaddik is applied. Exactly. The children that are being sent out into Golos, that Yerushalayim was destroyed, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and her children, the Bnei Yisrael, were sent out into Golos. That's what she's crying about. Baruch Hashem, we'll hold it over here. Next year, maybe we'll be zecher to finish this Torah, and then there's a lot to say. It's Hashem.